Hey, thanks for listening to Unleashing Kingdom Voices. Join me or a guest as we unlock some secrets to AI, to personal development, to finding your voice. Join us now as we help you unleash your voice. So it's tea on Thursday. I'm so glad you could join us for Unleashing Kingdom Voices. My name's Teresa Croft, and I've dubbed Thursday Tea on Thursday because I've been interviewing so many people. I was wondering if I was losing my voice. Here I am calling myself a voice revivalist, and I love having guests, but I was challenged to have a little time with you on Thursday on my Unleashing Kingdom Voices podcast. And so what I'm coming to you today was with a prophetic word that is kind of carrying itself out. Can I share the word? This was from my friend Alana Van Deventer. If you check back, you see I interviewed her powerfully. And she shared this to me a couple of weeks ago. And she said, T, I put something on Instagram, but I was really thinking of you when I wrote it. So this is 2 weeks ago. And she said, just like Ruth, never expect she would find a Boaz while gathering leftovers behind all the other reapers in the field for Naomi. You are not forgotten. Just like Ruth, I'm just emphasizing that. You are not forgotten. The dream you dare to whisper in private, God hears. You are not overlooked. Think of Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Even if it seems all you have are leftovers, because you see, God sees leftovers differently. God sees you. So Alana wrote that a couple of weeks ago. And in the course of, let's look up Jeremiah 31:3. In the course of just my work, being faithful, working Girl Power Alliance and a couple other ventures, mainly Girl Power Alliance, I was added to a team of my team leader, just a short amount of people in there. And she decided that she was getting so many leads. Leads are potential contacts, if you don't know that. And she was getting so many leads. And that's what we go for is, I think of them as connections where we get to love on people and talk to them and see if we can meet their needs. And then lead them into Girl Power Alliance or something they need, like lead them into a AI course or something like that. So all of a sudden, let me read Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Long ago, the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself. I think it was Jeremiah 33, actually. That was good, though. Let's go to Jeremiah 33. I'm still looking. Ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. There it is. Ask me. I love that. Ask me and I will tell you how remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. This is Tea on Thursday, casual. If you saw me, see me on camera, I got my little t-shirt on. So, leftovers. So, the realization of the truth of that word came to me 2 weeks later, put on this team, and all of a sudden my team leader, who co-hosts Faith and Business on podcast, check that on Spotify, all of a sudden she said, T, I'm going to start giving you leads. So it's only been 2 weeks and she's given me 33 leads. I look at it as 33 wonderful people I get to connect with and see how we can serve them. God looks at leftovers differently. These aren't leftovers. These are beautiful people. And I love it that my leader, Michelle, is so busy. It's almost like she's done her time in the trenches and now she gets to let us be the foot soldiers of work. So I ask you, where do you feel like you are right now? Do you need a prophetic word to pull you out of a stuck place? I'm just listening to the Holy Spirit. Tea on Thursdays is very casual. It's not like I have a word written out for you, but I do have my heart lifting up for you. Because I feel like in this day that we walk today, that there are so many struggles, so many things that want to pull our attention away, so many distractions, that I think the place that you can find a dwelling, a peaceful place, I think is only comes from one place, and that's the secret place. I call it listening to the vine dresser of John 15. I like to think of myself sitting in a vineyard and just enjoying God's presence. You know, when I went through my worst times in my life, is where these words came from. I was writing them before I got this one job. It was my dream job. And then after about 3 years, I got dropped from that dream job. So I continued writing these words. Because really, the dream job, I was too busy trying to be their voice, and I forgot my voice. So I would write these, listening to the vine dresser. And I wrote three devotionals. I started sharing them on Facebook, and everybody wanted a copy. So I thought, well, I can leave these in my computer, or I can share these. So I think I want to read one to you. It's about curveballs that come to your heart. When you go over a speed bump, and it might be total rejection. That might be more than a speed bump. I used to journal, and I would write stuff with my hand, and I got to the point where I couldn't write, so I had to use the Evernote. And that's how I would work out things. So I encourage you to journal. There's something scientific that I can't explain scientific when you get your words out. Where you can, if you're rejected, where you can just get it out. You know, feeling is healing. So I remember before I wrote this word that my heart felt like it was so hurt and the wound was so open that I felt like as I put my wound in the presence of God, that often that's when my fingers would start moving on the keyboard and I would hear something that the vine dresser was saying to me. It was like I was open a row of vines in the vineyard of my heart, some with grapes, some with branches that recently have been pruned, as I would share these words. And often before I shared them, I wanted to share a declaration, something that you could say out loud before you listen to the vine dresser. So I'm going to end this podcast with yet another listen to the vine dresser. In the declaration, you can say it. You can say it, okay? No one's watching. Declaration. I can take my pain with offenses to my Father. He can heal the hurt and put me back on my feet. Now listen to the vine dresser. Dear precious child of mine, let my love nourish your heart. Bring your raging emotions to me. The pit you feel in your stomach is not from my garden. The rejection you can experience is only a speed bump in the pathway I have set before you. The vine dresser goes on to say, I call you my intimate friend. My overflowing love will never disappoint. My tender love handles your fragile heart as a priceless teacup. Even if the cup is carelessly handled or dropped and scatters into countless pieces, I am here to gently clean each fragmented piece and mold it with mercy and compassion back together. I am near. Lean into me. When you come into my garden, the anointing of my presence will satisfy you and heal your crushed heart. I also have other vines with connections around you who speak my kingdom revelation to aid you in your journey of love. You are never deserted or alone, dear one. I have a grip on your life, and my presence is always here in the garden. Abide, soak, be strengthened in my love. Say no to striving and yes to abiding. Love the vine dresser. I love that where he says, I have other vines, other connections around you who can speak kingdom revelation to you. Every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can find access to a group like that. I'll leave a link how you can get in touch with me, and I'll share that link with you, a Zoom call, because my heart is for you. I believe that as I've gone through the crashes of the hearts, the curveballs to the heart, and as I sit in that chair over there and just soak every morning, listening to him, laying down my prayer requests, crying out. I've cried a lot lately. It's funny. It's good healing. Feeling is healing, prayer. So, but you know, these were years ago that I wrote these. And I'm finding that when the Lord speaks to you, they're timeless. They're like prophetic words, just like, as I said in the beginning of this podcast episode, how I received a word. Didn't make any sense. I was like, oh, that's a great word. And then 2 weeks later, So I'm speaking a prophetic word to you in that vine dresser word, as I want to continue on as a voice revivalist, helping you who feel voiceless from trauma, maybe voiceless from success in the corporate world, or just voiceless at home. I want to speak to you. Help you find your voice, create impact, and be able to earn an income while growing in community. We need those other vines, those other connections. I pray that you find them, that will bring that kingdom revelation to aid you in your journey of love. Check the show notes, and I'll show you a connection place. How about this? I'll give you access to 24 hours inside this connection. I think I need to do that. All right. Thank you so much for listening. It always helps to spread this podcast. RateThisPodcast.com/Teresa Croft and be looking for more interviews, amazing interviews with amazing kingdom voices coming up in another episode of Unleashing Kingdom Voices. Thanks for letting me be tea on Thursday. Thank you for tuning in to Unleashing Kingdom Voices podcast. We hope today's episode has inspired you to embrace and amplify your unique voice. For more insights, resources, and information about our courses, AI tools, and our incredible guests, visit TeresaCroft.com.